You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, Samisi from Marlon's Dreaming. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm excited to chat to you about the brand new single you guys just put out called Lumia, which is totally stunning and quite a departure from the classic Marlon's Dreaming sound. What was going on for you when you wrote this track?
It was in lockdown, so it must have been March, lockdown.
What is time at this point?
last year, I think. I guess I was just writing music in my room a whole lot, and just with a little interface and a pretty average electric guitar in my room, and just kind of throwing ideas out there and singing songs and, you know, trying to make demos while we couldn't jam as a band or anything. And that one kind of came out, and it was based around like a friend who kind of was a bit kind of got in his head a little bit and became used to kind of being stuck inside and kind of sheltered from like the outside world, and wasn't really able to kind of became too used to that and wasn't really able to emotionally express himself properly, and so he became quite anxious, and I kind of just was describing that whole situation really.
It's quite a beautiful song, not just because it sounds gorgeous, but I think that sentiment does come through strongly. Knowing it's a lockdown song makes sense in some ways, because I think people maybe had time to access some of those introspective songwriting modes or headspaces a little bit more. Did you find it an interesting time to try and make music? Because you guys are such a band that seems to do things, you know, very much as a collective. Was it quite a different process for you songwriting, Samisi, or did you find it quite, you know, normal and despite all the weirdness?
I mean, I've always done demos in my room for a lot of these Marlon's Dreaming songs that have been released in the past, but it was definitely a lot more like not bouncing ideas off anyone, just myself really. And we were originally actually going to record that song, flesh it out as a band and stuff, but I kind of just fell to the bottom of the heap and we didn't think about it. And then we finished our album that we're about to release in October, and I kind of went back onto my hard drive and had a look at this song and was like, oh, there's something in this song. And then Tom Bell, who mixed it, I just showed him and he really liked it, and he just mixed it from what I'd done on my laptop in my room, and so that's what we released.
That's awesome. That's a pretty special thing to have a song that you kind of forget about and then be like, this is our lead single. It's a beautiful one, but I'm so excited to hear what the rest of the record sounds like. Hasten is the name of it. Can you tell us about this? Because is this all the songs that were written over lockdown kind of a time, or have you been working on these for a long time?
I wouldn't say that the album has like a particular theme in terms of when it was written. I think a lot, like, you know, some projects we've done have been written at a certain time and then recorded at a certain time in chunks, but this has been more of a long-term kind of, I've had demos that I've sat on my laptop for, you know, years, and they're kind of finally coming to fruition. I wrote a few in my room in lockdown, and then I also we wrote a few together on a tour like 2 years ago. We were in Wellington, recorded some in Wellington, and then we recorded the rest this year out at Chicks Hotel in Port Chalmers.
Cool.
An
iconic venue as well. Do you find that where you record or where you write influences what you're writing about? Obviously, I mean, a lockdown song, one you've written in your bedroom, a demo, that's got a very particular flavour to it. But other sort of more classic studio setups, do you find you're influenced by those spaces at all, or do you just kind of like get the job done?
No, I definitely do. I mean, for instance, this latest single, Lumia, I think definitely it does feel really up close and personal, and in a room like your bedroom, and it's that whole like bedroom kind of pop artists and indie artists that are doing things, that it really does sound like it's been recorded in a bedroom. and because, like, I think where you are is so important. Like, if we're recording out in Port Chalmers, you know, the sea and the and the docks and the just the kind of landscape of that little township definitely shapes, like, both the lyrics and the music, and how you kind of deliver things. Yeah, big time.
I wanted to ask you about the video for Lumia, because it's also very gorgeous and quite a stark video. How did that idea come about?
I felt like the song is so up close and personal, and it feels like it's just coming from my point of view, as a song, and talks about someone else, but it's really a personal song, and I felt like just having me kind of trekking through the country, kind of introspectively and getting a bit lost and then finding my way, kind of felt like it served the song well. Yeah, with music videos, I think it's like, it can be a hard one, because you want a cool idea or something, or you want something that's cool to look at, but
yeah,
a lot of the time it's actually just best for the song if it kind of serves the song.
So yeah.
We were kind of trying to just do something simple and that kind of works with the song.
Well, it's gorgeous, the video and the song, which we are about to have a listen to. But you're going to be playing a show up here in Tamaki Makaurau. You're heading off on a tour around the country, but we get to see you at the power station on the 1st of October. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking, but it's really exciting.
It's a big old venue. It'll be heaps of fun, a real party night out. And of course, that will be the same day that your album comes out too, so it'll be a real celebration.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be awesome.
Hey, Samisi, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. I reckon we should listen to the single now, Lumia. Thank you, and have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
Cool, thank you very much. See you later.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.